All right, up next we have Mobius Strip Club with Angela.
Coffee cooling on the counter, forgotten in its place. A pensive sense of worry drawing lines upon your face. The kids are getting antsy, the car is packed to go. Time to squander, Angela. We need you with us here and now. Angela, where'd you go?
Now, the guitar work on this is a little sloppy, but I'm okay with it. Cybronica's vocal work is amazing, amazing, amazing. The lyrics are good, and the scenario is pretty compelling. Like, I do wonder about the lonely note left on the bed. It could be any of a number of things, like, you know, depends on how dark you want to go.
Maybe oh, God. I miss that.
It's like for a scenario where somebody just gets lost, you know, maybe lost in the undertow or whatever, something like that. It doesn't make sense, really, for there to be a note left by her on the bed when they get back home. So it's like there seems to be some sort of a sense of intentionality to it. Or maybe a coincidence, or who knows what the heck it is. But it's all that's the thing that's the, you know, it's vague, and maybe that's supposed to be vague so that we can have any of a number of different interpretations. But that's the thing that really stuck out to me. If it was something like that's how she chose to leave the family, either by getting herself in trouble or just abandoning them one way or another, then it's a weird way to do that, you know, to make it so frantic and unpleasant for the family and to involve the Coast Guard and stuff like that. But it still does make a compelling narrative. The entire song is the vocal performance, really, which is powerful and captivating and passionate. And she really, really draws you in. I really liked it.
I'm going to remind you that Cybronica uses they, them.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I'll be better.
You know, while listening to the song, I felt like I was watching a musical. Like, I think it's the powerful singing, the heavy drama, and that, you know, when that last line is sung by Cybronica, I could just imagine all the lights in the theater being shut off except a spotlight on them and thunderous applause that happens as they get ready for the next scene. You know, I could also forgive the fact that that nylon string guitar is a little buzzy, or what it lacks in technicality, it makes up for with raw enthusiasm. Like, because it's played very, very enthusiastically and very emotionally at times, which I think is cool. One thing I might suggest with that, though, is to just take another whack at that last guitar chord, because it's the last thing you hear in the song. And it ends in this sort of arpeggiated strum of that final chord. That the timing of that strum is sloppy, and that the notes are buzzed out and they don't ring, which is kind of a sour way to end the song. So the emotion that that final chord leaves me with is, fuck it, I'm done, I've had enough, this is good enough, which is probably not the emotion you want. And so, while I appreciated the quirky charm of that guitar in earlier parts, I feel like this is kind of a bridge too far, and I would fix that.
They know guitarists, you know. Cybronica knows guitarists, so this could have been done differently.
So, I take extreme issue with the guitar, mostly because, from my perspective, it sounds like it's completely a maintenance issue. Because there are some really complex chords being played, and it doesn't sound like they're being misfingered. It doesn't sound like they're being misstrung. It just sounds like that guitar is impossible to play, and it needs maintenance. It just needs a new setup and maybe some new strings on it. Technical performance issues are one of the things I really docked hard for. So this one I have ranked currently at 26, which feels really brutal given so much of the rest of the content in it. But in a field this strong, I just had to look for something to dock on. And between that and some of the mix issues I had with it, which I haven't specifically mapped out what those are, and I haven't listened to it in a second, so I can't elaborate on those greatly here, but I should have some more notes after this goes out. Yeah, I have this ranked pretty low in spite of the incredible vocal performance they give, in spite of the great writing, and in spite of this really captivating narrative. I'd also like to point out one other positive. The setting of the text is just lovely. The Angela, that is exactly how someone would yell it out. And to capture that in song is, you know, something really special. But my God, that guitar needs fixed, and I feel so bad.